And among those personalities here, not exactly a racing driver, but almost, actually, is George Harrison. No introduction, George.
Hello.
But as I say, almost a racing driver today.
Almost. Not quite. I think I should stick to the guitar.
So how did you play, then, with the car?
Well, they had this old Lotus 18. I think it's a 1960 car, which Stirling Moss won Monte Carlo in. So it's, you know, the old design. I think it was when they first put the engine in the back, 1.5 litre and little narrow wheels. So I'm going to drive it around tomorrow with Fangio, Jackie Stewart and people. It's just really to show some of the cars from the museum. And they asked me if I'd do it, you know, maybe to try and help pull some more people to the cancer campaign. So I decided it'd be fun to do it, so I came today just to drive it, you know, just to get familiar with the car. But I spun it out twice. It was pouring with rain, you know, all morning, so the track was very wet, and I just spun it out twice.
Do you remember how fast you went?
No, they don't have speedos in racing cars. I don't think I was going that fast, probably just touched about maybe about 80 or 90 down this straight, but it's into a very tight sort of S-bend, and that's where I lost it actually coming out, because if you get the wheels off center and it seems to go very easily, you know, so it's not supposed to be a speed thing, it's just a demonstration of the antique cars.
But anyway, George, a long-standing ambition fulfilled, I believe. You've been a fan of motor racing for some years.
Yeah, that's true, but I have had a ride in two other cars before this. I drove the 1976 30s Formula One car. That was the TS19. I did 18 laps of Brands Hatch in there. And I drove for this other Gunnar Nilsson thing that was at Silverstone, where we drove a little 924 Porsche, and I had a go of one that was set up for racing, which was very nice. It didn't have that much power to it, but it held the road real good.
Well, it's good to see you enjoying yourself. What's coming up musically now?
Sounds like the BMW's pro car race.
Giving you a few ideas, is it?
Yeah, no, I've just put an album out, which has got a track on it about motor racing, incidentally, if you want to play it. Or faster.